Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just going to be you and me for at least for now. We're having a little technical difficulty getting Steve Malanga on the show. We're working on that. But I do want to talk about what we're going to talk about, and that is what's going on in the movement to promote public sector unions. These are people who work for the government, who are members of unions, and they're taking government money in their salaries, which is fine. If they're working for the government, they should be doing that. They're getting government money. They're getting taxpayer money, whether it be local taxpayers or federal or national taxpayers, and they're getting that money, and that's fine. But what they shouldn't be able to do is do collective bargaining against the government for their own benefit. Now, people as far back as Franklin Roosevelt, not exactly a right winger, said that government employees should not be able to do collective bargaining, should not be members of unions. And he said that at a time when unions were really finding their way, finding their footing, becoming more and more important and powerful in America. At that time, during the Depression, basically, he said that public sector unions were not a good idea. And they're still not a good idea. Well, as you know, this was one of the things that Governor Walker was fighting in Wisconsin, and to the degree that they tried to have him recalled, and they actually did an election, a recall election, right? And it failed. And the idea is, and so he successfully diminished the collective bargaining power of these employees. Now, let me, full disclosure, I think the day of unions is come and gone. I'm not a fan of unions. I've said this before. I've been very frank about this. I do not fly under false colors. I'm not a hypocrite. I do not believe unions are necessary anymore. I just think they're not. However, if a group of individuals, that is a legal right in America, you have the right to organize in America. And I'm not going to take that away from you, but if you work for a private company, and you want to organize, and you're able to go through the laws that are the legal procedures to organize, and you pull that off, whether I like it or not, doesn't mean it has nothing to do with anything. You have the right to do that, but that's for private sector companies. This is where the government is not involved. Public sector unions are not, in my opinion, do not fit in the same category. Now, the one of the reasons that you've got this, one of the things that has been become the part and parcel of the public sector unions, is the benefits and the pay have gotten way out of kilter. The percentages of people, the percentages of pay, and the percentages of benefits are the benefits and pay of these private sector union members compared to their public sector counterparts has gotten way out of whack. You've seen some of the numbers. Some, you know, in the 30s, 40% over a public sector union members employees pay and benefits would be 30, maybe 40% more than their counterparts in the private sector. Well, here's the thing, folks. Look at what's happening in Greece. That's exactly what they did in Greece. Greece is now bankrupt. They cannot pay those prices. They cannot continue to deliver on the promises that they made to those unions in Greece. And so consequently, you got more people working for the government than you got working in the private sector. And eventually, the golden goose runs out of eggs. And the golden goose, by the way, folks, let's make no mistake, the golden goose is the private sector marketplace. The marketplace, not the government. The government doesn't create anything. It only delivers services. It does not create, it does not make anything. Only the private sector makes things from which tax revenues can be generated. But once you get to the point where it's the tipping point thing, right? And that's what's happening right now. That's what has been happening. That's what did happen in Greece. They got to a tipping point where more people were pulling from the government than were putting into the government, and they went bankrupt. They literally are bankrupt. That country will be in a economic doldrums for a generation, maybe more. Wisconsin was headed in that direction. New York is in that category. Illinois is in that category. California is broke. Does anybody deny that California is bankrupt? One of the reasons why California is bankrupt is because of the public sector unions. And so folks, this is something that we've got to fight. If you're a small business owner and you want to make sure that your tax dollars go for things that benefit America, not for lining the pockets of members of unions of public sector jobs. And I'm probably going to get a lot of grief for this, but folks, this is how I feel. We can't make commitments in the 21st century that we can't pay for. I'm going to ask you, if you disagree with me, I'm going to ask you the same thing people should be asking in Greece right now. Where's the money going to come from to pay you what you think you should be paid? Where is the money going to come from? And that's all there is to it. In Greece, there is no money left. In Wisconsin, the money was running out to pay those things. The state was in debt. California may be too far gone. California is technically bankrupt. The question is whether they declare it or not. And so I for one am glad that Wisconsin happened like it did. I hope that it is a bellwether, that it is a linchpin, a launching pad for other states to do the same thing. Quick break, 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.